Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
So am I back? Settle the bet. Am I back or not?
You're back. Who did you make a bet with?
It was the stupidest bet I ever made.
What? Tell me a bit about this bet.
Matt upstairs told me I wasn't back.
You came in tonight.
Yeah.
And
I'm very tired. I'm behind on sleep.
You said, I'm back.
And I said, am I back? And Matt says, I don't think so.
I hope you didn't bet a lot of money.
Matt will tell me how much I lost. I trust him. He wouldn't take advantage of me.
He might.
He's been my best friend ever since that industrial accident I had.
He's pretty deep into cryptocurrency.
He is.
He's lost a lot of money in the last couple of days.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see how you could lose money on that. The invisible make-believe currency. Trust us, it's a currency.
Said the guy who believed in the Martingale method. The Martingale method of gambling.
How on earth could that currency survive government regulation? It just can't. Because it's just made for it's currency for drug dealers and criminals and ransomware operators.
And for people like me.
No.
Yes.
It's not for people like you.
It's
designed for people buying AK-47s on the dark web.
Or people who want to buy pot seeds.
Yeah.
Or people who want to buy magic mushrooms.
You can do all of that now at the bodega on the corner.
No, you can't. If you want to buy.
Are you using cryptocurrency?
Kinda.
Oh, for the love of God.
I'm not sure what it was. I had to convert money into something to buy some seeds.
Can I give you some advice? I'm a little older than you. Yeah. I'm not your dad, but I'm your father figure. Okay. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Don't do that, Ken.
There was no alternative. Ken,
there is an alternative. Here's the alternative. Watch other adults, see how they behave, and try to emulate them.
There's lots of adults who buy...
They're not real adults. I mean real adults.
Oh, you mean your neighbors in Madison. Exactly. That's what you need.
Exactly.
I see.
Come over to my house, and we'll sit on my front porch, and we'll look at the real adults. You can take notes.
I don't want anything to do with those real adults.
Yeah. They spend their money. They spend their real money on real things.
Yeah.
How you doing? So I missed last week. What happened last week?
Oh, Nadia filled in for you.
Oh, that woman that pretends to be 8 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
She does such a good job.
She does. Fantastic improviser.
Yeah. And I know, it's amazing. You'd never know she was 42.
Yeah. Very funny woman.
She really showed you up.
That's easy to do.
As the eight-year-old character,
yeah.
She knew the legal ID, she knew the phone number, she knew the name of the program, she remembered the names of the callers. She was doing everything that you never do.
Damn her.
It was amazing.
Damn her to hell.
Yeah.
It is on, Nadia, if you're listening. It is so on.
And she's 22 years younger than you.
Well, why don't you marry her?
I'm already married.
Yeah, no, there's always a reason. You always have a reason to get around what you should do. All right. What else is going on?
You're not gonna be here next week again.
So. Yeah, I've got some family stuff we're dealing with.
Okay.
So what's up next week?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
I don't have to listen, do I? I
mean, no. It's optional. No. You didn't listen last week, right?
It's optional radio. That should be your little slogan.
Well, you didn't listen for even a second last week, am I right?
Not even. I'm not listening now, and I'm talking. I'm having an exchange with you, and I couldn't tell you what it's about. Nadia, oh, fantastic, good, Ken.
Yeah.
All right, as long as you're happy, buddy.
I'm very happy.
So they're digging up backyard here. They're digging up what was your parking lot.
Yeah, they're going to find that time capsule we buried back there.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're going to do with it.
Yeah. Spanky and our gang records. What did you put in there?
Oh, about 10 Bitcoin. It was 10 years ago. It was worthless at the time.
Time capsule. This whole station's a time capsule.
We did bury a time capsule back there.
Oh, good.
Not a very big one.
Oh, I can't wait to see their faces light up when they find your little orb, the FMU orb.
It looks more like a missile.
Yeah, actually. I hope there's some crowd control there because everyone's going to be clamoring for it.
Well, at the rate they're going, they should dig it up maybe Friday.
Yeah, they're digging up your backyard. They're going to put up a condo?
Yep, an 11-story condo building.
You got to get one of them condos. You got to get a studio.
I'm going to try.
Spend some of our well-earned marathon money.
Well, it'll be my own personal condo. It's not going to be a station condo. Sorry.
And that'll be Nap City. It'll be an empty room and a couch.
Yeah, I don't
That's need, all you need, I know.
I don't need a condo to take a nap.
No, you don't. Oh, now that's a show. That's a show we've never done. What? You wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, yeah, take Andy taking a nap?
Yeah, I bet I could fall asleep during my own show.
Right, you've been asking to do this for years.
I would make history. Not the kind of history you want to
make.
And
how would it work exactly? Andy wants to fall asleep.
I would lie down on the floor. Okay. I would make a pallet on the floor. Is that the right word?
A bed, I believe.
I think the hippies used to say.
Yeah, a pallet?
Make me a pallet on your floor?
A pallet?
Pallet. You've never heard that?
A wooden pallet is...
No, that's true. Wooden pallets are in warehouses where they move goods. But a pallet, look it up. I'm sure I'm right. What kind of hippie are you? Sure, you buy your seeds with the digital Bitcoin funny money, but you don't even know how to crash in your friend's apartment.
That's some weird hippie dictionary that you have. I have the one by Dr. Eugene Landy.
That's right, he did.
The Underground Dictionary.
That's right. I'll bet Pallet is in the Underground Dictionary.
I'll check. I have a copy.
Wait, maybe a listener knows. What's our number? Do we have a phone?
We should get a phone. Oh, damn it. Ah, that's right. It's a call-in program.
Plug the phone in. 201-209-9368. Wow. Am I right?
You're right.
Well, I'm reading it. Am I right about the word palate?
I don't think so.
Well, I mispronounce so many words on the show, and well, anyway, I'm so wrong so often.
Yeah, so let's get back. So anyway, you lay down on the floor on something, and you're going to wear headphones, and then I go about the show with callers.
I often, by the end of the day, by 6 o'clock on a Wednesday, I'm often quite tired.
Yes.
I don't drink coffee. I do have a little caffeine.
I know, because you wake up at 1 p.m., so it's a long time to 6 p.m.
I know. Sometimes I get less than 14 hours sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm tired by 6 o'clock, and I often think, I bet I could fall asleep. What I would need from our listeners is for them to just call and tell us what they think is the most interesting thing that's happened to them recently.
Okay.
Oh, that's all I would ask. I'll just be dozing off.
I would do this. If we could apply, brain wave sensors to your head.
And confirm?
To confirm that you're actually going into sleep.
Is there such a thing? Can you do that?
Yes. I would accept REM sleep.
You wouldn't trust me. You wouldn't if I said, "Wow, I dozed off for a second."
No, I would not.
I use a sound machine at night. Do you use a sound machine?
No. You use a white noise generator?
Yeah.
And how does your wife Beth feel about that?
She now, I believe, has become acclimated to it. I would go to a concert if there was a band that played like white noise or sound machine noises like Babbling Brook.
I would
go to that show.
Is it?
I would yell Babbling Brook, play Babbling Brook, and then the white noise trio would say, "Hey, listen, we'll get to the oldies later, but we've got a lot of new material. We've got Thunderstorm, we've got Light Rain."
And your white noise generator, is it making Babbling Brook sounds, or is it just like...
Yeah, it's that. Yeah, that's just white noise. Yeah, it's that.
That's probably me doing that.
Really, that's your side gig?
Yep.
We're recording white noise.
If it sounds like that, then it's me. You're welcome.
That's good to have another source of income, a different revenue stream.
Yeah, I haven't moved into the Babbling Brook market yet, but I will. Don't you worry.
My wife has a sound machine that makes farting noises for when I'm out of town.
I gotcha.
To remind her.
What she's
missing.
Okay. I was wondering what it was reminding her of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess you really are your wife's white noise generator.
Yeah.
Once you fall asleep.
I do it manually.
Yeah, you're just snoring away.
Yeah.
And you had the anti-snoring surgery that did not work.
Didn't quite take.
No.
No. Most painful surgery on God's earth. Didn't quite take.
Didn't they?
Tore up my throat, my uvula.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And it did nothing.
Well, I lost my uvula. I'm uvula-free. I don't have to worry about getting cancer of the uvula. Like some people do.
The uvula is that thing that hangs down in your throat.
So unsightly.
You can actually see it. It looks like a turkey gobble or something.
I'm uvula free.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
It was on my profile when I was dating.
My uvula is still intact.
Yeah. Girls hate that.
Okay.
That's a turn off.
we got our first call.
I don't believe it. What the hell? What the hell could they possibly be?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, evening, Ken. Evening, Andy.
Hi, thanks for calling. Love the show.
Who's this?
Love the show.
Why does it matter, Ken? Why does it matter to you who this is?
It doesn't matter.
That's right.
Because I'd like to be able to refer to him, later rather than saying caller.
No, just say brother.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. Hey, Andy, I was
going
to say,
Ken,
if you're really
Ken, on the off chance it's a black caller,
you
get extra points.
Are you familiar with the website mynoise.net?
Mynoise.net? What is that? Oh, that's an app for...
Oh, they got everything. It's this great guy in Europe that goes around and does these soundscape recordings, but you can listen to windmills.
Don't listen to this guy. I'm hanging up on you. Listen to the Ken Friedman white noise.
Listen to windmills.
Don't listen to that. I don't even remember what he said.
I can't go to sleep without my windmill noises.
You just stick with your Ken Friedman white noise generator. That'll serve you fine.
I would love to go to Best Buy and go to their white noise machine and just ask, does it have windmills? Do you have any that have the windmill sounds?
I have new noises coming out next year.
I'll bet you do.
Yeah, so just keep subscribing.
Yeah.
Make sure your credit card is not maxed out.
And what can we hear on your new wife? Can we hear you complaining about your volunteers here at the station?
No, there's no talking. It's all just noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the sound you make when you think about the volunteers? Ugh.
There is a noise that's kind of like, it's a little bit like, it's actually quite a bit like that.
Hey, Ken, a couple of the volunteers have a problem.
But it's looped, so it goes on for a very long time.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, the new DJ spilled something on the board. Yeah. Hey, we have a great show. Wait, we actually have a topic.
Yes, we do. We're killing time here.
Why did you put it off till quarter after?
It was a complete
waste of 15 minutes.
Some kind of a test. The topic tonight is, how did your parents punish you? We're looking for weird parental punishments.
That
they inflicted on you as a kid. As long as it's nothing too severe.
Inflicted? Like, is that the word? I guess in some cases it is.
Yeah. How did your parents punish you? We're looking for
that they doled out.
Weird punishments.
Unusual punishments. And were they effective? Were they not effective? And even more interesting to me, now that you're older and you're a parent, is it something you would repeat and do in your own home?
And how did you get around it? Like, if your parents grounded you, did you crawl out the window? I know a lot of people who said that that's exactly what they did.
Would that work? If you're grounded, is that one way to get out of being grounded?
Well, yeah, you're sent to your room.
Yeah.
And then you just open up the window and you crawl out.
Oh, la-di-da, look who has a window. Did you have a window growing up?
I did.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at Richie Rich here.
They didn't give you a window?
They promised me a window. They kept dangling the possibilities. It was like Hannibal Lecter. Remember when Jodie Foster promised him a window?
No.
That was one of the big things.
What is it that you had to do in order to earn a window?
Ah, it's a whole other show, Ken. A darker, darker show.
I see. Okay.
It's a whole series of shows.
So the topic is weird parental punishments. The phone number is 201-209-9368.
When I was 16, I had a revelation. I said, a window ain't worth it.
Wow, they must have really set a high bar.
Oh, I used to dream of having a bar.
For you to get a window. That's why my parents always...
I didn't even know windows existed till I was 12.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But you say your parents never punished you, but that's a punishment in and of itself.
You would think, yeah, in hindsight.
Yeah. Did they let you outside?
What's that?
Oh, it's what you had to pass through when you left your fake office in Madison to come here.
Well.
You had to pass through the outside.
201-209-9368. Okay, let's take our first call.
Okay, here we go.
No, there's no call.
How did you know there was no call?
Because we're boring. We repel listeners.
It's that repellent personality.
Do you think we can go a whole hour without a call? Oh, we already had one.
That's right. Yeah, we already blew it. Yeah, thanks, Mr. Windmill Sound Effects.
201-209-9368.
The record for going without a call is 41 minutes, by the way.
Well, we've already had
we had a call at about
so
a quarter hour.
So, Kenny, your parents never... punished you. I guess they punished you, but it was not anything. It was not cruel and unusual.
No, not really. My dad would hit me on, he would spank me kind of. Not, you know, he would just hit me on the butt if I was making too much noise. But it wasn't really like, you know, he wouldn't like put me over his knee and spank me repeatedly.
A lot of listeners are wondering if that would still work.
What, to put me?
If you're making too much noise.
Over their knee?
Yeah, if spanking you would work.
We could try it.
201-209-9368. Let's not try it.
Hi, you're on the air, brother.
Hi, brother.
Hey, brother.
So my experience was my father, when we were at the dinner table, would, if we put our elbows on the table, he would make us put our knuckles out, and he'd whack them with a fork.
Wow, that's pretty severe.
Yeah.
Wait, because elbows on the table, it's just not, it's just not, it's just a discourteous?
You didn't know that?
Yeah, dude, nobody's allowed to have elbows.
You're not well, I know, I've seen it in fancy pants movies, but who?
Oh, come on. Really?
Your parents didn't like elbows on a table?
No, it was punishable by a fork.
Wow.
Fork on the knuckles.
Wow.
Yeah, so one day, I don't know, a few years into this, he did it to my brother, and the fork bounced off and hit him in the eye.
Hit your dad in the eye.
No, hit my brother in the eye.
Oh, wow. Your dad must have felt terrible.
Yeah, it was bad. So
Not as bad as his brother. Did it put your brother's eye out or anything?
No.
But so was that the end of that routine in your house?
Totally.
Yeah.
It ended right there and then.
Oh, my heart goes out to your dad.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to his brother.
My heart goes out. My heart really goes out to no one. I once saw a stand-up comic do a great routine. He said when he was mad at his dad, this is how he got back at his dad. He would wait for them to have company over. And whenever his dad turned toward him or made any move at all toward him, he would flinch. Isn't that a great way to get back at your dad?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. All right, guys.
Thanks for calling. Thanks, brother. You'll see, Ken. When we finally get a black guy calling, calling him brother, we'll just feel great. It'll be worth the trouble.
What if we say brother when it's a woman, though?
Oh, it'll be a very interesting experiment.
That'll be
interesting gender bending experiment. Let's try it.
Kind of awkward. We could say, you know, when I put the call on the air, if I think it's a woman, I'll say like, "You're on the air, sister."
Yes, sister.
Hey, did your guy win the New York mayoral election yesterday?
The guy that said, let's lock criminals up.
Oh, is that Curtis Sliwa?
No, the Adams.
Eric Adams.
Eric Adams. Kind of a revolutionary idea.
Oh, to lock them up.
Yeah. And then not let them out. I think he did win.
That's going to kind of put a crimp on your style. You like setting off all those riots in Washington Square Park.
I like instigating the riots.
Oh, you don't really participate?
No. And then you run away and watch.
Oh, that's right. You have the apartment right, looking right down on Washington Square Park.
Yeah, we got a good view.
That's
you
cool.
You go to the park, instigate a riot, run back home, watch the riot.
You're not the crazy taser guy, are you?
No, I'm not the crazy taser guy, but I'm the guy that gave him the taser. I get an assist on that one.
Yeah, good for you, man. He went crazy the other night tasing people.
Yeah, it took me like a half hour to show him how it worked. Guy's an idiot.
Jesus.
But worth the trouble.
So you got to see the whole thing.
Yeah, he's now dating my sister.
Good for you.
It's hard to meet people.
It is, especially now. People are very weirded out about going out again.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to date.
Well, we've had one real call. We're 23 minutes into the program.
This is too sad.
Yeah, the phone number is 201-209-9368. We're looking for weird punishments that your parents doled out to you.
I can't think of anything unusual, really, in my childhood.
The lack of a window? The lack of outside?
That might have been me trying to be funny.
I see. You're on the air, sister.
Oh, yeah, hey, I'm on the Garden State. I'm on the New Jersey Turnpike, exit 12. I just saw a UFO.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, he was doing a callback to our UFO show.
Oh, yeah.
Toll booth.
Exit 12. You hung up on him.
Oh, man. He was
the biggest fan we've had in years.
He was doing a callback to a show from 25 years ago.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know. I just got it, too.
Oh, man.
How can he possibly have remembered that?
Well, that is on...
our little CD.
Our comedy CD.
Yeah, our comedy CD.
Death Defying Radio Stunts, which you can purchase from Gadfly Records.
And that's probably responsible for making Ken and I the household names we are today.
Yeah.
How many copies of that CD did we sell?
7 or 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you do with your royalty check?
You know the movie, I wrote a movie once called True Identity.
I know. I've seen it.
Oh, you have not seen it.
I have seen
it. No, I have the list of everyone that's seen it.
I've seen it.
And I got a royalty check last year for 1 cent.
That is just so, it's so ridiculous.
The stamp on the envelope, 53 cents.
Yep. Somebody's making out really well in that arrangement.
Yeah.
I think the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah.
Hi, brother. You're on the air.
Hey, brother.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, hey, brother. Glad you called.
Did
so the topic is how was I punished?
Yeah, as a kid, yeah.
Okay, well, me and my two brothers and my sister, well, not my sister, we were forced to stand at attention, feet at a 45-degree angle.
Oh, no.
Shoulders back, you know, chin up. And then the, as he would call it, the strong right arm of justice would slap us in the face.
Wow.
Wait, he would literally slap you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's like a scene out of The Great Santini or something. And then was your dad a military guy?
Yeah.
Okay, and did it, and okay, in hindsight, did it, was it a positive thing in any way?
No, we all hated him.
And then, are you a father now?
Oh, absolutely not.
Are you not a father in part because of that experience?
Well, no. It's just I don't find the world to be amenable to people I like.
I see.
I hear you.
You do hear him?
I hear you, brother.
I guess I disagree.
Thanks,
I'm a father of five.
Really?
So I'm making up for your shortcomings. I'm making up.
Well, there you go then.
Yeah.
See, between it all
us,
works out
between yeah, it does. Between us, we have the average number of children.
I don't know why you don't count both families.
Oh, yeah, the family in Buffalo?
Yeah.
You're right. Thank you, Ken. I'm a father of 17.
More like it.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Dude. Sorry your dad slapped you. That's weird. It's
that
like out
weird
of the TV movie Tribes or something.
You have to stand at attention, your feet at 45-degree angle. Boy, that's not good. I wonder what we did. Well, there were follow-up questions we should have asked him.
Like what?
Like, who do you like better, me or Ken?
What's that got to do with his dad slapping
him? That's what everyone's wondering. I guess I would ask, what did you do?
Well, you can hear your
to deserve?
You can hear your restless leg.
Yeah.
Your restless leg is actually making a lot of sound over
there.
But there's
an actual condition.
Restless leg syndrome.
Is that the name of it?
That's the name of it.
So is that a good excuse? I mean, can you cut me a break now?
Well,
There's no way to control it, right?
In the Joaquin Phoenix movie, Joker,
yeah,
he has restless leg syndrome throughout the movie.
Do you remember the Robert Klein routine, I can't stop my leg?
No.
You never heard that?
No. How does it go?
You could play it right now.
Hi, sister. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
How'd you know I was a sister?
I just could tell.
We're just tossing coins here.
Oh, I got a story, too. Oh.
Yeah, your parents punished you as a kid?
Yeah, I had parents that were really bad to me as a kid.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
The most recent, not recent, the one that comes to mind the easiest.
Oh, no.
Was my dad. When we would get in trouble, he used to make us stay in the bathroom with him when he was pooping.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, honey. No, that's not real punishment. That's
it was really bad.
That's really bad. That's like something LBJ used to do.
What are you talking about?
That's
straight up child abuse.
I agree.
LBJ didn't
I
make
said
his
it was bad.
LBJ didn't make his kids go in the White House bathroom.
No, he made his aides hang out in the bathroom.
Okay, that is so different. That's just a busy president that doesn't have time to wait before the memo's delivered.
Yeah.
This
oh my
is
God.
Different.
That yeah, that's punishment. Really terrible. And like, what kinds of things did you do that he would make?
Nothing. Wait, what kind of question is that? You're asking if it was deserved?
No, I'm
this
just
poor
like,
girl. Nothing like, she could have done.
Like how minor?
What she came in late after on curfew?
That's what I'm trying to find
yeah.
out.
Is that the
I
kind of thing?
That I just was great. I was just the oldest. I
can
the
tell you were great. I can
example.
Tell. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
I had a really good trick for getting out of trouble, too, though.
What was that?
Blaming your sibling?
No. When the school would call you, saying that your child had missed school, would skip class, I went in and I called and I said that the number had been changed on the paper for the phone, that it wasn't my parents' number anymore. We got new numbers, and I put my number down for it.
Wow.
So then I would get all of the calls instead.
And would you pretend to be your mom?
Oh, I just wouldn't answer. And I had a neutral voicemail, so they would just leave voicemails, and they thought that they would know.
I'm sorry. So they thought they were leaving voicemails to your parents. Now, so these infractions were very, so your infractions obviously were very minor.
I know.
Oh, baby. And then what was your relationship like as an adult with your, did your dad ever sit you down and say, I was so out of line, and in hindsight, I was so wrong, and I'm sorry?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Well, it's not like he had explosive diarrhea.
Yeah,
I mean, it was probably
that's a whole other podcast for you.
Just a regular maintenance poop, probably.
Oh, I'm sorry. And do you still have a relationship with him?
Yeah, he was a pretty entertaining Facebook friend for a while. But outside of that,
I can't be your father. There's no way I can ever be your father. But I am offering to be your father figure.
Oh, great!
I'm your guy. If you ever need to talk, well, wait, hold on. I want to be careful
here. Yeah, if you ever need to talk.
No. If you ever need to talk, and Ken's busy, call Ken first, of course, the station manager.
Good luck, George Michaels, and I'll let you talk to some more people.
Thank you, sister.
Baby, I'm really sorry. You got robbed, honey.
That's a really horrifying story.
But you know what I bet? I'll bet you're are you a mom now? Are you a parent?
Oh, absolutely not.
But are you determined not to be a mom?
Goes. I think I got some good years left.
Wait, are you 23 years old?
No, I'm 27.
Okay.
Jeez, Andy.
Okay, you're going to be can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You're
going
to be a great mom. You have
because
of this cautionary tale. And any guy would be lucky to have you in his life, and any child would be lucky to have you as a parent. I am telling you that from the heart.
Thank you so much.
You will never forget those afternoons with your dad in the bathroom.
It was a big bathroom.
In a little bathroom.
It wasn't.
It was not a really large bathroom.
Oh, Ken.
We'll have separate bathrooms in my household.
Exactly. And you know,
everyone gets their own bathroom.
And everyone gets a door that closes. I'm so, so sorry.
Yeah, that's really the most horrifying punishment I've ever heard.
Ken, have you...
I said that was the one that came to mind.
Yeah, that's the only one she could tell us about. Ken, that's the one she could tell us about.
Right, right.
So now we get to imagine what she's not telling us.
Oh, man.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah,
thanks,
good
sister.
Luck.
Yeah, bye-bye. Good luck. Good luck to you. Oh, I want to give her a hug. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
When you were growing up, did you have a lock on your door in your bedroom?
Yes.
That was an important piece of equipment, wasn't it?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah, probably the most important piece of equipment in your life, wasn't it?
It was pretty important, yeah.
And did your kids have locks on their doors?
Yeah, they did.
That was a big debate in our house, whether or not we should give our kids locks.
And which way did you go?
Well, with my older, you know, I'm remarried, so I have older kids. And with, I don't even remember. But my memory is with the first kids, with my older kids, I had a policy of no locks on the door, that there should be no secrets from mom and dad.
That was in Buffalo. Uh-huh.
And I rethought that and reconsidered that, and Beth and I let Molly and Evan have locks on the door, and they have never been in their room even for a minute without the lock engaged. that lock is an extension of themselves.
Yeah, my kids had locks in their doors, but I think I had keys to the locks.
Oh, well, these are hook and eye locks.
Yeah.
So they're easy to...
Well, yeah, with a credit card, that's all you need.
Yeah.
We're looking for ways that your parents
and
punished you.
And half the time I'm hiding under their beds anyway.
Ways your parents punished you that don't involve manacles or bathrooms. 201-209-9368 is the phone number.
Could that father have gone to jail?
That's really...
Making his children...
That is just horrible. Kinda... Yeah, that's really horrible.
The irony is, he goes to jail and he has a roommate that he has to take a crap in front of.
Yeah.
So it's really irony, baby.
Not a punishment at all.
It's a win-win for that guy. He can't lose. If he likes taking dumps in front of people, that's what he would say. Go ahead, call the cops. what's the worst that would happen? I'd be in the cell with my roommate, Albie.
Welcome to the air, brother. You're on the air.
Oh, so you don't know I'm a sister.
Oh, hey, sister. Thanks for calling. You're on the air. It's Pam.
Is it the way I look? I mean,
no, isn't it? No, it's so great. It's so liberating, isn't it? We don't have to care about remembering their names. We don't care where they're from. Isn't it liberating?
Well, Pam, you called on the mail hotline.
Pam, this is Pam. You know what? This is the one show I was kind of hoping we wouldn't hear from you. I don't want to hear that you had a tough moment as a young girl.
Well, you never said. You just said unusual. You didn't say tough. And actually, quite honestly, I don't have a lot to say because I texted my siblings and because I don't have a memory because I was so good I didn't get punished.
Right, of course.
Actually, my parents were too tired by the time I came around. I was number six.
Oh,
whoa.
Baby.
So, that's a big bathroom.
My brother just said, oh, well, we got a haircut.
that was the punishment?
No, and another brother said, well, they actually sent us to Catholic school and the nuns did all the punishing.
But now, are all five of your siblings, are they close? Are they all high functioning? Are they all happy?
Yes.
I can tell.
And everybody's obviously older than me.
Oh, my gosh. I love that family.
What? Why?
I don't know. It sounds like if getting a haircut is the worst memory of the siblings have.
I don't know. I may have traumatized them by asking the question. Who knows?
Well, actually,
we did not have locks on our doors.
Oh, you did not? Did you ask for locks and were refused?
No.
Hey, Ken, wouldn't it be a funny show that we could do if we decided there was a way to punish bad callers?
How would we do that?
I don't know. Can we blow air horns into their ears?
They just hang up.
Oh, yeah, they'd hang up.
Yeah.
They have all the power.
Well, Pam.
Wait, can't we ban them from calling?
No.
No.
We can't?
How do we do that? No.
Wait, we could ban them. We can ban them from from pledging money during the marathon.
No,
they don't get the joy of pledging money. They don't get any of the tchotchkes.
No, thank you.
Any of the swag? Not for you. You're banned. Let's do that. You are not allowed to send us money.
Exactly.
That's okay. I think I'll pass on that idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing them out.
Okay.
There's no bad ideas when you're pitching.
I mean, there were no locks on the bathroom either, by the way.
Oh, no. With six kids?
My mother, would used to have to collect the laundry, and she just kind of, look away when anybody was on the toilet.
Wow, no locks even on the bathroom?
Yeah.
I couldn't function. I'd run away and join a circus.
Anyway, yeah. Little cleansing call here.
All right, well, we love you for that.
Thanks, Pam.
I love you both.
Bye, guys.
Man, your restless leg is really loud tonight.
We should end every call with I love you.
Okay.
Do you think we'd get more calls?
Can I start the call with I love you?
Yeah, let's just love bomb them.
I love you, brother. You're on the air.
Evening.
Evening.
Evening. Thank you for calling. Love you for calling.
Hey, well, thank you for this opportunity.
This opportunity.
Oh, well, you know what? To be honest,
yeah.
I think they're still doing it to my siblings and I.
Oh, even as adults?
What are they still doing?
Well, I just they just keep changing the game. It's like everyone moved it to chess. You know, it was more of the passive aggressive laying stuff out. Did you ever rebel in any of your groundings outside of sneaking out the window?
I was never grounded. I ran away from home once, but I wasn't grounded.
You were never grounded? I thought you talked about that with Andy.
Well, I was sent to my room. I don't think that's cruel or unusual, but to be honest, I do remember once defiantly climbing out the window, and my father went running down the street and grabbed me and brought me back.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a memory that just came back to me.
I used to climb in the window. I had to break in
Of your neighbors?
No. I would come home and I'd be locked out and I would have to climb in a window.
Yeah, that's how the Night Stalker used to practice.
Yeah. Well, I had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your parents are kind of playing mind games with you.
Oh, yeah, just, little stuff. they'll buy things they know that you don't want.
Oh yeah. My dad used to do that like crazy.
But wait, what was the intention there? What was the reasoning?
Oh, just to they know like, oh, you didn't need more towels? I'm sorry.
But then do they then say, we'll take the towels from you?
But Andy, when you have like 20 towels, you don't need four more from Amazon. Just because they were thinking of you on Thursday.
That's,
you know,
not punishment. That's not a punishment to buy towel number 21, 22, 23, 24. Oh, you poor kid. Oh, you poor baby. Come here for a hug. Did somebody buy you towel number 21? Oh, baby, you're
mocking him.
You're blessed. I'm just saying, appreciate what you have.
Andy, you're being very rude.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm being as rude as I could be. But that you're blessed, buddy. You take a step back and appreciate what you've got.
And now you have to say that you love him.
Oh, and I love you so much for calling.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, yeah, brother.
We love you too.
Yep.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
And the phone number here. Same number. 201-209-9368.
Yeah, we're in.
I got you. I'm with you. I'm not an idiot. I got you.
It's the
same. You don't have to explain it. Okay. I got you.
Okay. Thanks for calling, sister. You're on the air.
Doesn't always work.
Oh, thanks for calling, brother. You're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
my father was very strict. He was a captain in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
Very old school. He didn't even call. There were a bunch of us. He didn't even call us by our names. He had this thing where he would blow a whistle. And, like, we each had our own whistle call that he would call us by.
Whoa.
Totally demeaning.
Whoa. Ken, yeah. Ken sounds like something you could implement here.
Yeah.
And then what was your whistle? What was your call?
Mine was like, beep, beep, beep.
Well, that's what we're going to call you. Thanks for calling. Woo, boop, boop, boop.
Anyway, yeah, it was pretty rough, but am I still on?
Yeah, so he'd call you with the whistle, and how would he punish you?
Oh, well, he would sometimes tie our wrists together.
Oh, no.
Just make us sit there in the corner. It got a lot better, though, when we got this governess who was really great. She taught us to sing.
Julie Andrews?
No, I think you're confusing your life with The King and I. the governess had taught you to whistle a happy tune?
We used to have schnitzel with noodles a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, when your dad tied your wrists together, were your wrists in front of you or behind you?
And usually in front.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not an animal, Ken.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's not an animal.
And what were the what were the infractions?
Well, I mean, if your wrists are behind you, it's dangerous. You could fall forward and hit your nose or something.
Yeah.
At least this way, you could sort of catch yourself.
But what did you do? What were you being punished for?
Usually little things like spilling a drink or flinging Jell-O at my brother.
Well,
usually it was Jell-O flinging.
Well, no jury in the world would convict them.
Jell-O flinging's pretty serious.
Yeah.
One time I cut the gas line too.
Well, that's not a small thing.
Cut the gas line on the house?
Well, because I was worried the gas bill was getting really high every month. And
yeah, how do you keep your gas bill down, Ken?
Turn off the stove?
Oh, yeah, that would work, too. Well, thanks for calling. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Thank you.
That's okay. His brother. You got it completely wrong.
That was my joke. I called him by doo-doo-doo-doo-doo's name.
We're looking for ways your parents punished you. The phone number is 201-209-9368. The noise you hear in the background is Andy's restless leg. And coming up at 7, it's Jeffrey Davison filling in for Weekly World Blues tonight.
And what's Jeffrey have in store for us?
Blues, baby. The blues.
That's kind of a waste of time because after an hour with Ken and Andy, nobody has the blues. Kind of a pointless exercise.
Yeah.
After an hour of this.
I hear you.
Everybody's doing cartwheels out there. I can feel it. Ken and Andy's on.
So did your parents inflict psychic punishment on you? That was my dad's specialty.
No, I guess in I guess I was a lucky guy.
Yeah,
in most ways. But what kind of psychic punishments? I can only imagine, Ken. Wait, were your parents naked in the house?
My dad was. Yes.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That wasn't a punishment. That's just the way it
was. No, that was a reward. straight A's on your report card, Kenny. I'm taking off all my clothes for you.
No, it wasn't a reward. Wasn't a punishment.
It was just Tuesday.
Just Tuesday.
Oh, Kenny.
Thank you for calling, brother. You're on the air.
We love you. We love you for calling. No, say sister.
Oh, sister, we love you. You're on the air.
Wait, this is maybe too confusing.
Thank you for calling, sister. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Ken. Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing great now that you called.
Yeah, me too. So my father, when I was young, probably about 10, we were working in the yard, and I didn't want to help. So he said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I want to do nothing. So about a half hour later, my mother looks out the front window, and there I am standing in a little paper box in the middle of the lawn. And that was my punishment, to stand in the middle of the lawn and do nothing.
And you had to stand in a box.
In a little box, yep.
In a cardboard box.
So your dad said, you want to do nothing, I'll show you what nothing is, son.
Exactly.
And how long did you have to stand in the box?
I'm thinking about a half hour, but you know, I was little, so it's
yeah.
5 days.
Can I recommend a movie to you? Bridge on the River Kwai.
Are there a lot of boxes?
Yeah, Alec Guinness was punished, went to the box.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the solitary confinement, the box.
Yeah, went into the box.
The brig.
Yeah. And are you a father now yourself?
He's gone.
He's still there. I have a feeling. I can sense him. I can feel him.
No, he's gone.
Ken, I have this connection with my listeners.
Yeah.
Ken. So, brother, are you now a parent yourself? Oh, that's fantastic. Some of my listeners love doing impressions of dial tones.
That was a pretty good impression.
Oh, this guy's great. Can I hear it again, sir? Fantastic.
That's a talent.
Yeah, he's not even using an instrument or an organ or anything.
Because it's more than one tone. He's got several tones going on at the same time.
What is a dial tone? It's a definite note. It's like a C sharp.
No, it's several different notes. It's several different tones at once.
Who invented the dial tone?
I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Let me think. I don't care. I just realized I don't
care. Yeah.
Like, what if you said a name to me? Why would I care who invented the dial tone?
Ed Tone?
Unless you said something amazing like Charles Lindbergh. What? Really?
I don't know. Alexander Graham Bell? Thomas Edison? I don't know.
Well, they wouldn't invent a dial tone. They were just connected to across the hall to Watson.
Yeah, I don't know if the dial tone's always been there or not. I bet you it wasn't there at first.
I'll bet you $1,000 it was always there.
Yeah?
No.
You want to bet $1,000?
The guy who will bet on anything. The idiot. The idiot who will bet $1,000 on anything.
Thank you for calling, brother.
$1,000 in Bitcoin.
We love you, brother.
Hey, I got disconnected, but I actually got even for standing in the box.
Yeah,
how's our box guy?
I'm doing good, but the new pastor from our church was over for dinner, and I brought out the cat of nine tails that my father used on me from time to time.
Wow.
And you could imagine how that went over.
So wait a second. Your dad would whip you with the cat of nine tails, but you led with standing in a box.
Yeah, you buried the lead.
Yeah,
you buried
amazing.
The whip.
You never knew how it was going to go.
Okay. All right. Good dial tone, by the way. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I would remember the standing in the box very fondly if yeah. my dad...
Cat of nine tails.
If my dad was like Captain Ahab whipping people.
We love you, brother. You're on the air.
Hi. When I was little, I never did anything that my parents thought needed punishing. When I went to college... grew up on the East Coast, went to college on the West Coast, mm-hmm. Really hard school. I wanted to be a physicist, and along the way, I wasn't doing well, and I wanted to take some leave because I was just depressed. And my father, you know, having grown up in a really hard time in place, didn't understand this, and threatened to fly out to the West Coast and, quote, drag me back and make me be an accountant, to which I just responded that he would never find me if he did that.
Did he go out there?
No.
Ah, you called his bluff.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. That's the way. Yeah. Now, are you a father? Are you a father now?
Oh, good Lord, no.
So wait, so our listeners, at least tonight, they're just not procreating at all.
Well, you know, we're asking for...
This is the last generation of FMU listeners.
People who got punished, you know. So, of course, people who got punished by their parents,
yeah.
they don't want to have kids.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
Unless we're seeing the... Thanks for calling, brother. Unless
so
we're
parents
seeing,
threatening you, is that's a whole interesting subtopic.
Yes.
I was once advised, if your kids ever want to get a tattoo and ask you if they could get a tattoo...
Mm-hmm.
The best response for a parent is, sure, whatever tattoo you get, I'm going to get the same tattoo.
Whoa. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
But then you have to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Have you pulled that one on your kids?
It never came up that I recall. Yeah. Oh, my memory's the worst.
Well, I have advice for Evan, your son.
Yeah.
Evan, get a tattoo of Andy's face on your face. And that way, Andy will have to get a tattoo of himself on his own face.
That would be an amazing tattoo.
Just throwing that out there.
Would that be an amazing tattoo to get? A tattoo of your own face on your forehead.
That would.
Yeah. My ego is just out of control.
Hello, brother. We love you. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Scott from Alameda.
Hey, Scott. It's Scott from Alameda.
Hey, how are things in Alameda, Scott? I was just wondering, whatever happened to Scott from Alameda? Weren't we talking about him just before the show?
Yeah, Scott from Alameda designed the 7-second delay cigarettes. He designed the 7-second delay six pack of beer.
Didn't he do the cigarettes for us?
I just said that.
And then how about the beer? You forgot to mention the beer.
He did that too.
He's from Alameda, isn't he?
He's Scott from Alameda, of course.
His name is
Scott.
S something. Yes, Scott. That's it.
Scott.
Sounds like punishment.
Yeah, Scott. Did your parents punish you as a kid?
No, they didn't. Matter of fact, I ran wild. And the interesting story is that the one time that my mother did punch me, well, first of all, I grew up in the Haight-Ashbury, and I basically had, by the time I was eight, I was basically just had free run of the whole city. I could do anything I wanted, anytime I wanted.
Were
kind
you
of crazy.
So were you there in Haight-Ashbury, like during the Manson era and everything?
I was there in 67, yeah.
Whoa.
I don't think that's the man. I mean, that's the...
I moved to Haight when I was three, so that was 63.
I mean, that's the Grateful that's the Grateful Dead, Grace Slick era.
Yeah,
no,
So, you know, like one time I was so crazy. By the time I was, like, 9 years old, I was just, like, going wild all over the city. Anytime I won, I got driven like 5 miles away from my house by the neighborhood drug dealer at like 10 o'clock at night, and then he just let me out. He said, hey, let's go for a ride. It was 10 o'clock at night. Let's go for a ride. In the car, drive. I was barefoot, and he took me out of the car. Like, you know,
drug dealers get a bad rap, but they will give your 9-year old son a ride.
Anyway, that's and then by the time I got home, like 1 o'clock in the morning, nobody even noticed I was gone, right? That's
well, you know what? This is, in a way, this is as severe a punishment as any in its own way.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of that way, but
because you didn't feel protected.
Doesn't sound like a punishment to me at all.
Well, you're wrong, Ken. I'd agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong.
Okay.
But the one time my mother really punished me, she never spanked me. I never got spanked, never got hit, nothing like that. But the one time she did, I bought some candy or something. So she got a stick, and she told me to bend over a chair.
Oh, no.
And then she kind of walked around in this kind of magisterial way behind me, and then she'd smack me, and then she'd walk around a little bit more. And I thought to myself years later, that was kind of a strange experience, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
Kind of a mistress thing.
Now, are you kind of a dominatrix thing with your own mom?
Yes.
Now, are you a parent?
You know, listen, I'm sure that wasn't in her mind, and I'm sure that that's not what it was.
Let me ask you this before we go.
As an adult, how it came off.
Right. I understand how you remember. Now, are you a parent now yourself?
Yeah.
And what kind of parent would you say you are? Are you a more traditional parent?
Or a BDSM parent?
Try to teach critical thinking. Yeah, that's all you can do.
But now, if your 9-year-old was out and you didn't know where your 9-year-old was,
she's 20 now, and she's at UC Berkeley. So I think I've done a pretty good job.
There you go. Good for you. So she did. so she went back to Berkeley.
Yeah, she's at Berkeley.
Into the belly of the beast.
Yep.
All right.
The land of hate crime.
Jeez. Yeah. Good luck, Scott.
A lot of hate crime out here in Berkeley.
I believe. Well, they preach love so much. How could they not?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling, Scott. Good to hear from you again. We love you. I love you.
I'm very fond of you. I don't throw the word love. I don't bandy the word love around.
I thought you said you were going to tell
like some kind of door prize and everybody wins.
10 minutes ago, you were saying we were going to love bomb.
I've evolved. 201-209-9368.
What have you evolved into?
I don't know. I never know what I'm evolving into. It's always a big, wonderful surprise.
We have time for one more call.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
201.
No, we don't.
We do.
I can't believe it.
201-209-9368.
Ken, give us all a break. Give our listeners a break. Give me a break. Just call it quits.
Okay. You
just
got it.
Just throw in the towel. You got to know when to hold them, Ken, and you got to know when to fold them.
I'm throwing in the 21st towel. Better than the 24th towel. That's horrible.
My parents bought me extra towels.
That is pretty bad. You got to admit.
No, I don't have to admit.
As a parental gift, towels?
I don't have to admit that.
It's like...
You are living one charmed life. You are the Prince of Arabia.
That's like
that's your problem.
It's like a wallet.
How will I deal with this? I'm getting extra more towels than I need.
So you're gone next week.
Yeah.
Not sure what we're doing next week, but I'll be here.
It's going to be great. And you know what I love most about this station and all these shows?
What?
They're optional.
Optional listening.
Now 100% optional.
Hi, you're on the air. Thanks for being our last call. We love you. How you doing?
Oh, awesome, yeah. I don't know if this is quite a punishment, but one time my dad came back after a night out on the town.
Uh-huh.
Woke us up, angry as all hell, like made us assume the position that we're going to go get spanked.
Yeah.
Then he went and smoked a joint in the basement and forgot about it.
That's pretty bad.
It was the anticipation. It was funny later.
The anticipation is always worse than the actual
thing. Can you imagine bending over and staying in that position and then smelling the weed from the basement?
Well, I thought it was a skunk. Like, we had skunks in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
You know who has lots of skunks? Ken. Every morning there's a skunk in your kitchen, isn't there, Ken?
No, he's outside.
Yeah, he's outside.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. We love you. It's fun, isn't it, to call everyone brother?
It is, except when they're a sister.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I love you, Ken.
I love you more.
Now, the theme song's playing. Can I go home?
You may. You may go home now. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. This has been the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Hey, so we're off the air. Great show, Ken. You were fantastic. You were magnificent
tonight.
No,
the mics are still on.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, we're still.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
Still on the
air. Oh, they caught a little glimpse behind the curtain. They caught me in a candid moment.
Yeah. Boy, that was quite a glimpse behind the curtain. Hey, thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter and for all your help with the show. Coming up next, it's Jeffrey Davison of Shrunken Planet, guest hosting Weekly World Blues. Stay tuned.
red and white and yellow. I'm gonna bring her right back home. When I'm gone and get her, I won't bring her right back home. But it's your town woman, it gonna be mine after a while. But it's your time, mama. It gon' be mine after a while. If you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? If you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? But I feel mistreated, and it's all about you now. But I feel mistreated, and it's all about you now. Baby, my mama told me, my papa told me too. Baby, my mama told me, my papa told me too. Don't wait me. It's all you. Down women and whiskey wanna be dead days of you. But I love that mambo and I never cracked a smile. If my women kill me, I didn't mind, but let me die.
Thank you. I don't want nobody, nobody said of you. Come here, pretty partner, sit down across my knee. I said, come here, partner, sit down across my knee. I got something to tell ya, sure is troubling me. Ain't going down this big road by myself. Ain't going down this big road by myself. I can't take you, partner. Ain't gonna take nobody else.